In the Islamic tradition, there is a story of one lady saint who one day she came out of her home with two buckets. In one bucket there was fire, and in the other bucket there was water. So she was walking with these two buckets. And then someone stopped her and said, "What is the meaning of this?" She said, "I am on a mission." He said, "What's your mission?" She said, "With this bucket of fire, I want to burn up the heavens." Okay? "And then with the bucket of water, I want to extinguish the flames of hell." The person said, "You want to burn up heaven and extinguish hell? What is the meaning of this?" She said, "Most people practice religion because they want punya to go to hell, heaven. And those others who don't want that, they're simply practicing religion so that some terrible thing won't happen to them in hell." She said, "I want to teach the world that religion is not about getting material enjoyment in heaven. And religion is not about escaping some terrible thing that will happen to you. But the true purpose of religion is to learn to love God. And therefore, here in this verse of the Gita, Krishna is explaining the goal of the Bhagavad Gita. The goal is that we fall in love with Krishna. When I used to come here for Janmashtami, young boy, then when we would go and leave the car park, then they would give some Mahaprasad. And I remember one year, along with the Mahaprasad, they gave us a sticker. A sticker for the car. And we put that sticker in the car. And that sticker said, "Always remember Krishna and never forget Him." If we want to summarize the Bhagavad Gita in a few words, we would say this is the summary. Krishna says in the 9th chapter, "Engage your mind in always thinking of Me. Worship Me, remember Me, serve Me. And in this constant consciousness of Me, one day you will come to Me." So somehow or other in our life, we have to try to remember Krishna at all times. One devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, sometimes I forget Krishna." Prabhupada said, "No, all the time you forget Krishna, and sometimes you remember Him." This is our position. We find it very difficult to engage our mind and constantly think of Krishna. Here Krishna explains, "Patram pushpam phalam toyam." Offer me one flower, one fruit, one drop of water. And then in the next verse, Krishna says, "Yad karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad johoshi, dadashiya." Whatever you do, give it to Me, offer it to Me. So one devotee, once he got confused, he went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, "Patram pushpam," this verse seems like Krishna is asking for quality. Just do one small thing, but do it with quality. So he said, "In this verse, it seems like Krishna is asking for quality." And then he said, in the next verse, Krishna says, "Yat karoshi, yad ashnasi," whatever you do, whatever you eat, everything, give it to Me. So he said, in this verse, it seems like Krishna is asking for quantity. So does Krishna want us to do a lot of service? Or does Krishna want us to do something small, but really well? He said, "Prabhupada, I'm confused. Is it about quality or quantity? Tell me for certain." Prabhupada said, "If you're sick and you have to take medicine, what is more important, quality or quantity? He said, well, you have to have good medicine and you have to take it all the time. So for medicine, you need quality and quantity. Prabhupada said, yes. So what is more important, quality or quantity? Both of them are most important. You have to serve Krishna throughout your life with quality and quantity. Sometimes people ask the question, should I chant 4 rounds really well? Or should I chant 16 rounds, which won't be as such good quality? So we tell people, chant 16 rounds well. I said, that's not the answer I'm looking for. It may not be the answer we're looking for, but it's the answer that Krishna gives. Regularly serve Krishna every single day with quality, and then gradually you will find that the remembrance of Krishna becomes more and more and more natural. Do you have to think about eating every day? Do you have to force yourself to think about eating when you're hungry? No. It comes naturally. So similarly, we will not have to force ourselves to think of Krishna when we become sufficiently purified by quality and quantity of service. But that remembrance of Krishna, to always remember Krishna and never forget Him, that will come very, very naturally.